Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Tuesday, January 15th. Running a few minutes behind here. Overnight, we had March corn up a penny, March wheat down 0.75 cents, and March beans down 2.25 cents. The beans broke as much as 7.5 cents off their early highs last night to close lower in the night session. Looks like they had a few rains in Brazil. Some of the dry areas are still dry, but some of the areas did receive rains, which are helpful. Argentina remains very wet, but it doesn't seem to be having a lot of impact on prices. We will get an NOPA NOPA report today. NOPA is not part of USDA, so we'll get a crush idea here. Hopefully we'll see a big number there. But again, the markets are fairly lethargic out here without any real new information, without any confirmation that anything on the Chinese front has changed. We don't see a whole lot of Chinese buying. So, you know, I think the path of least resistance is lower out here. Corn's been hanging in there with the funds long 85,000-90,000 contracts. I don't know if it'll be able to hold up if wheat and corn continue to move lower. Wheat should be a little bit more competitive, but freight rates are keeping us from really getting into the Egyptian and Middle Eastern business out here. So again, we don't see much help out here. Crude oil is up 88 cents a barrel. That could be a little bit helpful, but the dollar's up 19 ticks. I don't think that'll have a big impact. But we're just caught in this sideways kind of motion out here, and we're kind of coming into a vortex of a triangle in corn and beans over the next week or 10 days, and that could prove to be important in terms of which way these markets are really going to go. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.